Malachim Beis Perichesh Pasuk Aleph. The Elisha Deber Elisha Shehichyas Banalemor. And Elisha said to the woman who had previously brought her child alive, saying, Yakumi Ulechi Atu Beshecho Veguri Beasher Teguri, that you should go and you should leave this location and move to another place. Kikara Hashem Lerab, because Hashem is bringing a famine here. The Gamba El Eret Shiva Shanim, and it's going to come on Eret Yisrael for 7 years. Note, this famine was the same famine from the story of Rus that caused Elimelech to leave Eret Yisrael. Ramad Wali explains, the word Rav, meaning famine, is a compound word. Ra'a means evil, and Av means sickness, as this famine was created by the Sitra Achra, evil, negative side of impurity, which created in Av a sickness that stopped people from coming close to Hashem. This famine was ultimately orchestrated by Hashem as another way to get Yehoram, king of Yisrael, to do tshuva. The woman complied and went to the Plishtim for 7 years. Upon returning to Eretz Yisrael after 7 years, she went to Yehoram to get her field back, as her field was unclaimed for 7 years. Just as the woman entered to the king, Gehazi, Elisha's assistant, was telling over the amazing stories and miracles of Elisha, Ish Elokim, man of God, that he had performed. The Sfarim HaKadoshim explained, what better way to bring a person closer to Hashem than to say over Sipuri Maisio Shel Tzadikim, as stories of Tzadikim have a way to clothe the Torah inside of them in a way the listener will not feel resistant, as well as arouse desire and feeling to come close to Hashem, as a story has a way to reach even someone who has fallen from the Shivim Panim LaTorah, the 70 faces of the Torah. This is why most of Tanakh is actually in story form, as a story is something equal to all people regardless of their intelligence level. Gehazi was in the middle of the story of the child who Elisha brought back to life, and she and the child walked in at that very moment. Gehazi exclaimed, this is the woman! Yehoram had all her land returned to her. In Pasuk Zion, Vayavo Elisha Demesek uBein Hadad Melech Aram Chole, that Elisha went to Demesek, and Ben Hadad, the king of Aram, was sick. Vayigav lo lemor, and was told to the king, saying, Ba Isha Elokim Adine, the man of God, Elisha, had come here. The king sent a servant, Chazael, to ask Elisha if he will recover from the sickness. Elisha responded to Chazael that Ben-Hadad will live. Then he personally told Chazael, the truth is Ben-Hadad will really die. Elisha started to cry. Chazael questioned Elisha about why. Elisha responded, because I know one day you will be king over Aram. You will decimate Yisrael by killing the men, women, children in a violent manner. Chazael, taken back, inquired as to why Elisha thinks this will happen. Elisha responded, because the aforementioned dude was indeed a prophecy I had received directly from Hashem. Chazael returned and told Ben-Hadad he will live. Chazael then placed a wet towel over Ben-Hadad's face. Ben-Hadad died. Rashi adds, Chazael placed a wet towel on Ben-Hadad because Ben-Hadad needed to cool down from a fever. The Radak explains, Chazael actually had intentions of killing Ben-Hadad so he could be the next king. So therefore, he put the towel over his face as a way to suffocate him. In Pasuk Kazayin through Chavdalid, the Navi now turns its attention to the kingship of Yehuda. Note, the kingship of Yehuda was primarily righteous and followed Hashem's ways. We will now see the beginning of the degeneration of the kingship of Yehuda. Yehoram, son of Yehoshaphat, had become king of Yehuda next. He ruled for 8 years. Note, don't become confused between Yehoram, king of Yehuda, and Yehoram, king of Yisrael, as they both have the same names. Yehoram of Yehuda did not follow in his father's Yehoshaphat's ways and did evil in the eyes of Hashem. Yehoram of Yehuda was actually the son-in-law of King Ahab from Yisrael. Yehoram of Yehuda fought against Edom and eventually was defeated by Edom. Yehoram of Yehuda was buried in Ir David. In Pasuk Chav Hei through Chav Tes, which is the end of the parak, Ahaziah, son of Yehoram from Yehuda, 22 years old, ruled next for 1 year over Yehuda. Ahaziah perpetuated evil in the eyes of Hashem. Ahaziah of Yehuda teamed up with Yehoram of Yisrael against Hazael of Aram. Yehoram was wounded in battle. Ahaziah went to visit Yehoram. And that's the end of the parrot. Thank you for listening, and have a wonderful day.